Oh, I'm going to get bitched at because I'm running late. Technically, I'm not late. Technically, it's 6 p.m. on the nose, on the button, as they say.
It's Daniel Brewer time. 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 Daniel.
Hi.
Boop, 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 boop.
I have that. I'm not very good at switching the soundboard over. See, the important...
Admitting that you have a problem is the first step to recovery.
The important part of that is the part where I don't quite... Like, my voice goes away. It's like...
You don't like horror movies, is that correct?
That is correct.
Yes.
Weren't we supposed to...
What, honey?
Watch a movie that someone had recommended, but I think the problem was is that it was on Amazon and it was
correct.
Not a free
it was going
movie.
To cost. I don't do
it's
costly
cost
things.
You don't pay money.
I'm not made of money, Daniel.
Yeah,
some
I wouldn't
people,
want. Wouldn't
some
want
people
you.
Act as if they're made of money and go out and buy trucks and campers and geese. Better scurry when they see you out in your Surrey. When they see you out in your Surrey with the toilet inside. Yes.
I'm wondering where you're going to go with that.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a truck. I bought a camper.
Uh-huh. We know that already.
Yes.
That is what we call old news.
Old news.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that I've already annoyed Zach, so.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. What happened?
I
tell Uncle Scott.
Might have been suggesting too many camping trips.
Oh.
And he's like, well, I don't want to go camping every damn weekend.
Oh.
So.
Now, I have a question. What does he do on the weekends that would preclude him? If you go to places with Wi-Fi,
mm-hmm.
can he not do exactly what he does on the weekend at home that in a camper?
I mean...
In an RV?
Possibly, but I don't know that he knows that. So I've got it down to 4 upcoming trips, only 3 of which he's going on.
Are you ready for my prediction?
I am ready for your predict. Wait, let me do the music for this. Like,
okay,
are you? Do you have your original audio turned on? It's Scott's prediction time. It's Scott's prediction time. Is he a dick or not? We'll find out right now. I lost the
wow.
plot. I lost the plot.
That was really bad.
Yeah, it was.
I predict.
You predict.
This is my dict. First of all, before I predict, do you notice anything in the lower right-hand corner of my image?
Oh, she's back.
The girl is back.
Cooney is
my
back.
My practical nurse is back.
It's the lower left-hand side for me, but that's because
I know.
Yeah.
It's because it's reversed because yeah. we talked about this. So people...
Yes. So you don't freak out when you...
They're used to seeing themselves in a mirror.
Correct.
I predict that yes. after 1 or 2 trips in your brand new camper...
Yes.
That Zach mm-hmm. is going to become enamored with it and want it more
enamored.
Than he even thinks. That's what I predict.
Okay.
I predict.
We are going to take a very short trip. July
9th.
Well, so I actually booked it for July 8th through the 11th. Because, you know, the campground's only an hour from here.
Yes.
And I started getting nervous about, well, we can talk about this on the show because that's good show material. Mm-hmm. Here, I'll put that on the Trello.
On the trellis. Mm-hmm. You have to call it a trellis with me, Daniel. You can call it a Trello with, ready for the drinking game, Adam Burns, but you must call it a trellis with me.
All right. I'll call it Adam Burns syndrome.
Adam Burns syndrome.
Yes, I have Adam Burns syndrome, so I have to fix. I extended my camping trip, and then the other thing that I the thing that I hoodly
the hoodly hoo-ha-ha?
Yeah, the hoodly. And then I'm going to go to a campground that is slightly further away, but further south from us, called Camp Mars, because Zach is flying to St. Louis for a concert. There's a young lady that strangles cats that he enjoys watching in concert. And I don't.
Meet me in St. Louis, meet me at the fair, boom, boom, boom.
And then the week after that, when he gets back from his concert.
Yes.
We're going to be at Fort Wilderness at Disney.
Oh my God, you're going to break the Fort Wilderness of us in with your very own RV. That's going to be terribly exciting.
It will be. I'm very excited about that.
I know.
And then in October, we're going to a concert in Atlanta. So we will be going to our old campground up north of Atlanta, the River's Edge. So that'll be the furthest trip that we make. We'll be taking the camper up to Atlanta.
As in Georgia?
Yes.
Wow. Georgia, Georgia.
Let me ask you this.
Uh-oh.
When you had Vi...
Yes.
And you wanted to go someplace and stay in a hotel. What did you did? Were, do did you ever park by in a hotel parking lot? Or because what we're doing is we have to go to a concert in Atlanta.
You have to?
Well, I mean, that's the concert that we've bought tickets for that we're going to go see. So we're going to a concert in Atlanta. And And the campground will be the day after, right? So I was going to put us into a hotel near the venue, and then that way we could work from the hotel room because we don't have that Friday off or that Thursday off. So I was going to stay in a Sheraton. We'll work from there Thursday and Friday. And then, the concert's Thursday night. So anyway, long story short, I know too late.
Too late.
I'm trying to figure out whether I can park the RV, I mean the trailer at the... You know, if it's going to be okay at the hotel, like in their parking lot, like, can I just have my...
If you are staying in that hotel,
yes.
Very, very likely that it will be fine for you to
I mean, I'll call there. In advance. I will, but...
Well, then why don't you just do that?
I'm just wondering if you've ever run into it, if you've ever had to do that before.
I know. No, I do not believe that we ever... Now, remember, I'm old and I drink, but I do not... recall ever staying in a hotel room except for, but that was a different, totally different situation. While we had Vi, the times that we did is when Vi almost killed us when her brakes went out.
Oh,
going downhill into Smith Woods. And then they had to repair it because it was actually a manufacturing defect, recalled even. So they could have been liable for all kinds of shit had we decided to sue or if we had gotten hurt or anything.
Vi recalled.
Yeah, for her brake situation. So that that was the only time that I can recall ever staying in a hotel while we had Vi. But I know that there are casinos, for example, are very they're very good about letting you park if you come in and you gamble and you eat and you do shit and you can stay in the... A lot of casinos actually have hookups for RVs.
Never had a hookup in a casino.
Which surprises me a lot considering your background, but... And by background, I mean your background.
Uh-huh. I never posted the pre and post, did I?
Nope.
Also, I don't know what went on with Alexa, but I just saw your message yesterday. And I immediately went and checked, and I didn't have that problem. So, and I haven't heard from anyone else, so I don't know if that was a thing that it was just playing on the website badly.
Well, actually, I was listening to it on my device in the kitchen, and I'm wondering if it was some kind of... echo glitch.
Because I was able to listen to the whole thing all the way through and...
Fascinating. Well, what happened when I was listening to it in the kitchen as I was making dinner is that we were halfway through the Scotty Little Batley Osler, mm-hmm. the Little Batley Osler call, mm-hmm. and it stopped. The call stopped, and we started talking again about what we had talked about 15 minutes before, and then it caught up with the call again, and it was normal from then on. So if you've not noticed it or no one said anything, then my guess is it was a glitch with my device in the kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Who gives a fuck? At this point, I have to get my teeth cleaned tomorrow, and that's all I can think about.
Beep, boop, boop, 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 boop.
You done yet? Oh, no. Okay.
Really need to add a ding to the end of that.
Yeah, just to let us know it's over.
Well, are we ready? We're going to draw a winner tonight.
Did you notice what I put on the trellis?
I saw what you put on the trellis. I don't know how much I'm going to be able to help you.
But no, you did not see what's above that on the trellis.
Stroke Boy contest. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Don't make me testy because I'm already there.
I know.
All right. I'm starting to record. Bing. Look at that. Magically, just as I press that beautiful red button, all those funny little zigzaggy lines start showing up with my conversation. And it's you, baby. It's you.
It's me.
It's you.
It's me. I need some
to
more.
To refill my beverage.
No, I
need
I did
to
that
pee.
Before. I need no, to, no, no. I did all that okay. before. Oh, I needed some more volume in my cans, but I've already taken care of that.
That's what she said.
Ah, that's a horrible podcast. You should never listen to that. Let's do this.